A decision on the future of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County is expected by the end of this week. As WRVL's Payne Horning reports, elected leaders are in talks with the plant's owner, Entergy, on how to keep the doors open as it battles falling energy prices.
Central New York Congressman John Katko says the consensus among all parties involved, from the governor's office to Entergy, is keep the plant open. But he admits that the outcome of the talks will center around costs.
We can't sit there and magically wave a wand and make that operation profitable because the free market is dictating what's going on, and that's the way it should be.
No one is revealing what is up for negotiation in these talks, but Katko, a Republican, did say that the bulk of any concessions would need to come from the state rather than the federal level. Fitzpatrick does have a bargaining chip, as Katko describes it, in their ability to produce energy with few carbon emissions at a time when New York State has set lofty emission reduction goals.
If these plants go dark, they're going to have to be replaced by energy-producing plants that are not carbon-free emissions. The state has to put some sort of a value on that.
Entergy last week devalued the worth of Fitzpatrick by $965 million. They made the same move with a Massachusetts plant, which is now scheduled to be closed. But Entergy spokesperson Tammy Holden says no decisions have been made, and the company's current preference is to keep Fitzpatrick open. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.